Tommy Tuberville in Unearthed Remarks, "We are paying for illegals to come over here, that's Donald Trump's fault." By John Binder on February 17, 2020. Alabama Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville, R., says illegal aliens arriving in the United States and receiving everything they want is President Trump's fault. While speaking on August 3, 2019, ahead of a Scholz Republican Club meeting, Tuberville blames Trump for illegal aliens obtaining cell phones, healthcare, everything they want after they arrive in the U.S. in audio that was previously not reported on. Tuberville made the remarks before former Senator Jeff Sessions, R.L., jumped in the Republican primary for the Senate race. "Listen. He stands for a lot of things, some things I don't believe in. I'm pissed off at Donald Trump that our vets can't get health care," Tuberville said. "And if I ever get to see him, I'm going to tell him that. You said you were going to fix it, and it ain't fixed. And that's who we ought to be taking care of, these young men and women. 22 vets every day are committing suicide because we can't take care of them, we won't take care of them. We're paying for illegals to come over here," Tuberville continued. "Everything they get, cell phones, health care, everything they want. That's Donald Trump's fault. That's his fault. He's got to get it done." In response, a Tuberville campaign spokesperson told Breitbart News in a statement that their immigration plan mirrors Trump's agenda on the issue. "Only one candidate in this race is 100% committed to supporting Donald Trump and helping him build the wall. Doug, Jones, won't. Jeff, Sessions, didn't. Bradley, Byrne, hasn't, but Tommy will," the spokesperson said. When Donald Trump was deep in the fight against Hillary Clinton and needed Bradley Bryan the most, Byrne said he was unfit to be president. "Alabama doesn't need to elect another cut-and-run congressman like Bradley Byrne. We need a pro-Trump fighter like Tommy Tuberville." The Tuberville plan to fight illegal immigration mirrors everything Donald Trump has said on the issue, the spokesperson said. "We've got to close our borders, protect American jobs, stop illegal drugs, and block terrorists from sneaking into our country." During another portion of the speech, Tuberville said he welcomes job-seeking migrants to the U.S. and supports providing them a pathway to American citizenship. "Listen. There are people coming across the border that need jobs. And we want them to come over here," Tuberville said. "We just want to know who's here. Put the wall up, then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became a citizen." Tuberville also made the distinction that he does not agree with everything Trump does, specifically when it comes to trade. In regards to Trump's handling of China, Tuberville said, "I'm not really for that. Listen. Do I agree with everything Trump does? No. I'm a free trade guy," Tuberville said. "But you know what he's had to do? He's had to put tariffs on people because our Congress in the last 30 years hasn't done one thing to help this country. So he's in there. He goes in, and he says, 'Listen, I'm going to do this.' Thank God he got Mexico to listen. China, he's fighting every day. I'm not really for that, but I'm going to tell you. That's the only way we're getting anything done because those weak-kneed people in Congress aren't helping," Tuberville said. "If they would all stand up together, this thing would be over with quick. China would be on their knees, begging, 'Please, please let us have a trade deal.' But no, we don't have that." Last week, during a morning meeting for the Madison County Republican Men's Club, Tuberville responded to claims that he supports amnesty for illegal aliens, saying, "They're running fake news on me that I believe in amnesty," Tuberville said. "They need to go home. I don't believe in amnesty. You come here the right way. If you're here illegal, you ain't got no pathway to citizenship. It pisses me off. So, when you start seeing that fake news, think about it because they're lying to you." Tuberville is running in the Republican primary against Sessions and Representative Bradley Byrne, R.L., for the highly contested race against incumbent Senator Doug Jones, D.L. In recent polling, Sessions has taken a commanding lead at 43% while Byrne trails at 22% and Tuberville falls to third at 21%. Another recent poll finds Sessions leading with 34% compared to Tuberville's 29% and Byrne's 17%. A poll conducted last week shows Sessions slightly leading with 31%, while Tuberville takes 29% and Byrne garners 17% support from Republican primary voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.